fall. We are going to trust God for 15 people to come to Christ between now and Christmas. Wouldn't that be amazing to write that down on a sheet of paper and begin to pray about it? To begin to expect that God could bring 15 people when no one has come to Christ in months or years, 15 people is a big step of faith. Well, then do you say to yourself, well, okay, that's the goal. What's the plan or the strategy? What will the people do to make this happen? And so you say to yourself, okay, I need a plan or a strategy. Plan number one, I personally, as the pastor, am going to build relationships with non-Christians and model a heart for lost people. Plan number two, I'm going to preach a 6-part series in my church about how to be equipped to share your faith. And I'll start with Luke 15. I'll teach the Great Commission. I will teach people a simple method to share the gospel. I will teach everyone in the church how to share their testimony. And in 6 weeks, I will equip from the pulpit our church to share their faith. Step number three with our plan is we will recruit 10 families who will all agree to open their homes and have a dinner and invite their friends and just share their life and look for opportunities. And step four, we will have a big celebration near the Christmas season. We will invite all the people that we've befriended and have a celebration and share the gospel and see how many will come to Christ. We want to see lost people come to Christ. 15 people is our goal. We come up with a plan for the pastor, a plan in the preaching, a plan for the small groups, a plan for the leaders. And then you get down to the actual tactics or the specifics, and you say, on Tuesday night, I will train all the leaders in the church to share their faith. Every other week, I will take some of the leaders of the church, and we will go into the market or to the mall, and we will practice sharing our faith. And so you develop specific tactics. I am going to invite neighbors over to my house, and I'm going to have the 5 families who were going to open their homes to people that they know don't know Christ. And I will just invite some neighbors and tell them that these are my friends. And I will just have a very warm evening, and I will look for spiritual opportunities so that these people can see how I do it in my home. Are you getting the point? Is this very difficult? Do we think like this? Most churches come to the fall. The pastor says, I wonder what I should preach on. And I pray a little bit. That sounds good. The small groups are going this direction. The youth are going this direction.